Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Thomas.
And I'm Matthew.
Welcome back. It's minute 103. We're halfway through the week. We're on hump day. As of yet, we have 4 votes for the black motorcycle. We have 1 explosion in our tally. No explosions in the last episode. Sorry about that, everybody. But hopefully this episode will make up for it. This minute begins with Ethan telling Luther to clear the bridge for him and ends with the bridge being clear.
I mean, if you call that clear, sure.
Being clear.
Very, very clear. It's clear of humans.
Yeah.
And car debris.
And other things that may help it
become. It should be quite clear be a bridge, of any bodily hair that he has.
Yes. It's also, it's clear of breathable air.
Yep. Bodily hair. Oxygen.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's
no, there's tons of oxygen. Well, maybe the oxygen in that one small pocket's being burned away. Basically, what happens is things are about to get blown up. The Toyota Corolla is driving out of Bear Island. We're leaving Bear Island for the last time. Ambrose is on his walkie-talkie telling the guys that the guys are coming in at 12 o'clock high. And they're coming in. And then at second 12, we get to see, hey, look, it's the helicopter nubbin.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
The little gray thing on top that we don't know what it does, but we think it has something to do with the winching system or something from when they were doing their thing. That's the helicopter nubbin. So hello, the helicopter nubbin. It's all wave.
I'll agree with that.
Are you talking about the white thing on the side?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's a winch system for the person that's in the window.
You got to play along. It's the helicopter nubbin.
It is the helicopter nubbin. You are correct.
Come on, man. Go along with it. Yeah, and this is one of the other quintessential shots of this movie that's used for a million things happens in this minute.
Yep.
With the flames engulfing a motorcycle. So the helicopter is going to the bridge. Ethan is going to the bridge. And the Toyota Corolla is following behind closely with 2 henchmen. 3 henchmen. 1 driving and 2 shooting out the window.
Well, you're talking about this kind of like caramel champagne looking car, right?
Yeah, we don't know what it is, but we're calling them Toyota Corolla.
Oh, no. This is a Ford, baby.
It may be a Ford, but that ruins my bit.
Okay.
What is that? A Ford what?
I want to say a Tempo.
What's the difference?
Gas mileage?
Oh, my God. Okay, the Ford Tempo is driving to attack the helicopter. They are shooting at Luther in the helicopter.
And it upsets Luther, yeah. He's finally pissed.
I have to say, I've been very, very carefully scrubbing the scene where you have the helicopter pilot and there's no bullet hole and then there is a bullet hole. That bullet hole has to be CGI because it just appears instantly as a complete bullet hole. There's no actual explosion. It's just not there. And then it's there at second 22.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then it's just not there again at second 23.
Yeah, it just like appears.
Because they're shooting some things that looks like they're shooting. You can tell they're shooting from the ground up. This helicopter's not moving.
Right.
And then the next shot, they probably just did some close-ups of Billy and Luther. And there was like, can we add something to give it a little more interesting? Because we have to know that there's glass there. Well, we just learned, is the glass bulletproof? Or at least bullet resistant? Or at least armored. Nope. These rounds go through. And then we see, this is the first time we see Luther with a gun.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And he has a gun, and I will tell you the exact gun he has once I will go to the gun movie database here.
It looks like a mini M16 kind of thing, like small, but it has like this weird part for the eject, for the breech on it, for ejecting the shells. It's super weird.
Right, it ejects it down.
Yeah, instead of just out. And that makes sense. I mean, you don't want
a helicopter.
In the helicopter, yeah.
You don't want like hot lead coming out and then like hitting somebody.
I mean, he's rolling over. He doesn't want to roll over into hot lead, of course.
He's also got a lot of computers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He doesn't want his computers to get hit with a shell casing that's going to melt it. The gun being shot at the helicopter is the H&K MP5 that we talked about before. This is the smaller one. This is that smaller smaller of the Heckler Koch guns.
Heckler
the extended barrel. Not the MP5K. So it's this one doesn't have a folded stock, basically. This is the difference. So it's very small. It can be held in two hands. One hand. Although this guy's using the little hand grip on the front.
Mm-hmm.
A little cheater grip. And then it looks like Luther is using a Colt 9mm submachine gun.
Okay.
Yep. And it has a fitted with a C-MOR sight mounted in the front. And an M16 brass catcher. That's called a brass catcher.
Yeah.
So that actually, they don't actually come out at all. It doesn't point them down. It's collecting all of the magazine.
Yeah, because Luther likes to make his own rounds like any other, you know, bullet any gun enthusiast would.
Yeah, because he's such a gun nut, not a tech head.
Exactly.
You know, you can have more than one interest in life, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Nope. What? I only do podcasts. This is it. And chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. So. So they shoot at Luther, and he's so pissed that he switches guns.
Yep.
He puts down his 9mm and picks up a grenade launcher?
Yeah.
Way to go, Luther.
Well, I mean there's a history of shooting grenade launchers through from helicopters. You have to do it.
Yeah, this is like the classic meme of that escalated quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
9mm to grenade launcher.
Oh man, and when you're not gonna like when I tell you what it actually is.
It's
a flare launcher.
Yeah.
It's a flare launcher with fake. It normally does gas and flare gun shells. And for the movie, he's firing 40mm HE grenades that have been faked. So they're grenades that are faked.
It looks like he has a particular sight, though, because this grenade launcher, quote unquote, and the 9mm machine gun as well, too, looks like it had the same sight.
Mm-hmm.
He's particular. Yeah, again, he probably has other interests.
It's called the C-MOR. The letter C and then M-O-R-E. The C-MOR sight.
C-MOR sight.
Is that like C-MOR? Like I can see more with the
it
sight?
It has to be.
C-MOR butts, yeah.
Because I don't think it's more like, butts with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then and Ethan is telling him to clear the road. He shoots one shot and blows up basically the back of the Ford Tempo.
This is kind of one of the other things I was talking about in minute one, where I talked about how Ethan Hunt is the only one that can shoot anything accurately. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he clearly misses.
I mean, he shot a canister while jumping, and he shot a guy in the chest while flipping.
Yep.
And all Luther. Now, to be fair, Luther is the IT guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I want to trust the IT guy with live rounds. But he seems to know his way around. He puts down the gun to pick up the rocket launcher, and then he shoots. And when he blows up the back of the gun, props to the stunt department. This is a pretty big explosion behind this guy, and the guy driving and the guy hanging out of the window of the car take it well. Like it's so big of an explosion that this guy's hair like flies up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, it's a moving vehicle too. There. Jeez, man.
There's a lot to this stunt because they're on this tiny little road. They blow up. He definitely gets jerked. And then you see the driver like skid to a stop before they, well, one, crush the guy up against the railing and also fall, break the railing and go off into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like they stopped the stunt. If you can tell right at the end at second 37, the car skids and then it does stop right as they cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that it was they were worried it was going to skid into the ocean.
I mean, he's drifting that thing pretty awesome.
Yeah. He definitely got his tires turned the opposite direction.
Yep.
Yep. it's a nice move. And then they cut back quickly to that dolly shot that we were talking about and give us like just a couple frames for Chris.
Yep.
Just a couple more frames of Ethan approaching. Probably from the same shot.
Yeah.
This is actually an outtake from your other podcast, Jonathan. This is Australia Drift.
Oh yes, I can't wait to do that. That's that. I think that was one of the lesser of the two of the Drift movies.
Right,
was Australia,
yeah.
Australia Drift. We get to drift the opposite direction in Australia.
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually did notice it. I'm going frame by frame right now, and yeah, the back wheels lock up. The front wheels still go. This would be kind of the same. If you ever driven a front wheel drive car. Mm-hmm. And you may know this trick, but basically what you do is you drive your rear wheels over a couple of, what are they called? The food trays. And with that, because usually you can't, you know, get rid of ABS at that point, you can drift around with your front wheel drive. In a sense, this guy is doing the same thing, but that wheels actually are locking up.
Right.
it's fun.
Well, they've suspensioned this car, so yeah. they probably have ways to lock every wheel they need to on any of the four to get whatever kind of skid they want to do. And then they recuperate very quickly. And if you look at second 39, the driver, cool as ice, ready to go. His back of his car is on fire.
I got this.
No, look, I was hired for one thing.
Well,
else. Two things. One of them was chewing gum, like we talked about earlier. Again, no gum. The other was drive this tempo.
You've got me for 15 minutes. What you do before and after that doesn't matter to me, but you have me for that 15 minutes.
And Ethan does a cool jump. Now, this, I don't know if it's Tom Cruise. I'm trying to see it, and I cannot positively identify Tom.
That's a pretty technical jump there. I'm going to say it's probably not.
He's basically jumping from, like, side, like, what would you call that? Off of a 1 foot wide side of a street,
yeah.
Like a curb, onto another curb from a height.
Right. Yeah, that's a very technical jump, and I would strongly doubt that that's Tom Cruise.
I'm trying. There are literally only two frames of it, and both of them, I don't think it's him.
But it's really blurry.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with it's not him, but that's okay. Still a good shot. And the flaming tempo is now hurtling toward his car. The flaming tempo is on a giant wooden bridge, probably not the best thing. And Ethan is about to ramp onto the bridge also. Luther, now this is definitely Tom Cruise driving.
So they did mess up the squibs here a little bit on the cement when he's about to jump off.
Yep.
From where the tempo is shooting, there's no way it hit the top of what Tom Cruise is riding on.
Not at all.
Right, but they needed the squibs to go off like where they looked like they were close.
Right.
So they just kind of placed them along his left and his right.
Yeah, and they're literally maybe about 100 yards away. That's
right.
Man, I don't know if that's good range for the MP5.
Again, no way does that motorcycle not get hit with those bullets.
Yeah.
And we're gonna need to keep up with this, but there's then a really close shot of Luther, and we see the window. I don't think that is CG. There is now a new hole in the glass. I think they had – this is the set helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think when they show the full-size helicopter, there's not – they can, like, paint on some of the damage, like the fake damage. But this is, like, to show close-ups right. That those bullet holes are, like, in the metal. And the glass is really broken. But when they come back, we'll have to check again at another point and see if it, when they go back, pull back out, if it's as detailed.
I do like the Terminator 2 jump that they have Ethan doing here, basically.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's his exact jump. And they're probably doing it the same way with the wires above holding everything up and then dropping it down.
Oh, there's definitely wires because this motorcycle just floats. Does not fall correctly.
No,
oh,
it floats.
So nice.
It lands like Hagrid's motorcycle lands.
Yeah.
In the first movie. It's like, well, yep. That's magic, right?
That's like you hit an extra ramp going down or something.
It's not even a ramp. It's like a slight incline.
Because he's basically jumping over those white gates that we talked about, those really thin gates from before. And he's now on the bridge. And he comes, he's come careening toward the motorcycle and, or toward the, tempo. And Luther finally just hits it dead to rights and completely explodes the entire tempo.
How much trust does Ethan have in Luther at this moment? Cause if Luther does not hit this car, he's dead.
Yeah.
Ethan dies.
I mean, at that point, Ethan's word is law. Clear the bridge for me. I'm expecting to get it done.
Right.
Yep.
And, of course, somehow Luther was able to plan exactly the way the car would explode. Mm-hmm. So that it
cleared. Yeah, because what if the car just exploded and flew forward?
Right.
In a fiery ball and like hit Ethan.
Exactly.
Well, that's how he hit it on the side of it, so it flips like that. Of course, you have to understand physics, and I'm assuming Luther does.
You did not just say that.
Yes, I did.
You have to understand movie physics.
You have to understand physics in the Mission Impossible universe, where if you hit something, or like in True Lies, for example, you hit something in the back, that box truck, it gets hit in the back, it flies forward across a bridge.
Yep.
Which is, you know, what I've been thinking about this particular scene because I watched True Lies the other night and so fresh in my mind.
So in our count, Thomas, does this count as two explosions, separate explosions? The one that first set the tempo on fire and the second that
the made the doors blow off. The car explosion and the actual car exploding completely. Yeah, those are two separate explosions.
Gotcha. All right. So we're now up to three, I think.
Yep.
All right, three so far this week. That's pretty good for three episodes. And Ethan does an awesome Days of Thunder style. He drives through the wreckage. It's going to be clear. It's going to be clear. And he's like, drives straight through it. Like, there could be a door, like right in front of him.
Anything.
Did they flip the scene of the car flipping? So I'm actually, yeah. So yeah, at second 52, it looks like it's flipping true. Ethan's right-hand side, and then when Ethan's looking at it, it looks like it's flipping to his left-hand side.
Yeah, I can't tell if they digitally added in the grenade launcher. Because because when Luther shoots it, he's holding, second 52, he's on the left side of the camera, mm-hmm. shooting toward the right side of the camera. And when you come back, he is on the right side of the camera, and the car is actually flipping the opposite direction. Yep. So yes, they flipped this shot.
Or maybe they just did two cars.
They did two cars because from Luther's view, Tom Cruise should be to the right of the scene going towards the front end of the car.
Correct.
And the car flips away from Luther. But when the very next frame where you see Tom Cruise straight ahead, the car flips the other direction.
And then again, flipping away from Luther again.
Right.
In the last.
And I think they did that so that when in your mind thinks, oh, it's flipping away from where Ethan is. Like in your.
Yeah.
In your movie. Hey, guys, you got to know movie physics.
Okay. No, like Luther does, of course. Yeah.
They're basically doing it based on editing. This is what they had. And they were like, look, I know we're reversing it, but it's for a second, but your brain will see the motorcycle flying from right to left, and you're like, well, Ethan's on the right, so it'll be clear by the time he gets there. Because I'm sure when they shot it, whichever way the thing blows up and goes is the way they were. I'm sure they can shape charge this thing as much as they want, but at a certain point, it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's just see. Let's explode it and see what happens.
Oh, gosh, I wish I could have that job.
What a great way to spend a day in Australia.
Yeah.
Because also, they destroy half of this bridge as they do it.
Yeah.
This bridge is so rickety. And I was looking at it, the underneath, I was like, oh. I don't know.
There's no helicopter in any of the other shots either. When you go to the wides, there's no place for the helicopter there.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
It's a really good thing he's on a light motorcycle here. Otherwise, he would just crash through the bridge afterwards.
Yeah, just like fall through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're teasing right now because the last frame of this minute is that quintessential driving through the flames. He actually is. Right now he looks like he's on fire because I can't tell that he's moving. Yeah, in the next minute we will see him emerge from the flames. But right now I can see his one headlight and his right hand.
Yep.
All right, guys, let's you guys wanted to take up? All right, well, first here, I'm gonna light some stuff on fire, and we're going to run through it. So are you ready? On three. Ready? One, two, three. I like that Chris was like... Well, luckily, we were all on the back of Thomas's motorcycle.
Yes.
Thomas is so big that we all backpack on top of him.
Yeah.
We were holding on to him like
storage space in my motorcycle. I could probably get one of you in each of the saddlebags.
Ooh. We ride your motorcycle like the Hare Bear Bunch. Do you remember that cartoon? Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
They used to all kind of like, they had one big one in the middle and the rest just kind of grabbed on the sides. That's us. We're the Hare Bear Bunch. I'll put up a picture in the IMF. What a terrible show.
almost there with the banana splits.
Well, welcome to Tech of the Ep. It's slightly singed. My nose is, the hairs in my nose are a little singed, but let's talk about this tech. There's a lot going on in this scene. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, you go first.
I'm going to go with Luther's fake grenade launcher.
It's cool.
It is cool. I don't care. It's fake. It works.
Of weapons, grenade launchers are like the most, like, I don't know anything about them. I don't know a lot about guns, but I can spot a fake gun.
Yeah.
But when I see this, I'm like, sure. Yeah, that's a grenade launcher. Yeah. Because it makes the noise. It makes the noise that all grenade launchers make. So it's cool that a flare makes sense too, because then you can actually have the thing ignite the car.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sure the car had pyro in it, but it's cool because if you look at one scene that you actually see that whoever shot the flare gun shot a flare in the car. There's no one really in it. And it actually kind of like the inside fills up with smoke and a little bit of fire. Yeah. If you look at the second 52, like it's starting to explode. There's no flame, but if you look, it looks like it's just gas and smoke. I'm going to have to go with the tempo. Ford Tempo can take a hit. I'm telling you.
So I did just look it up. It actually is an Australian made Ford Falcon. So.
Oh, but what is the Falcon to them? Is that the Tempo to us?
Kind of, yeah.
Because they change the names of a lot of these cars.
They definitely do, yeah. The Tempo, if you actually go back to, what is it? RoboCop, that was a future Detroit police vehicle.
Yeah, the SUX, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. That's the police vehicle, the one that what's her face was using. That's actually the Ford Tempo.
No, it was a Ford Taurus.
You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, it looked like a Tempo.
God,
I'm
sorry. Don't you know movie physics?
No. But I know if I shoot a gun between a lady's legs, it'll hit the guy in the back.
Yep,
that's how ladies' legs work.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt? Since we were on you,
I gotta say your Tokyo Drifting Ford Tempo.
Ford Falcon.
I'm sorry. Ford Falcon. Thunder Mountain Falcon Bird.
Thunder Mountain Falcon Bird.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the locking up brakes. I mean, I've done a lot of movies. I've seen a lot of movies. I've never seen, locking up brakes like that.
Did you say I've seen a lot of movies?
I've seen I don't want to toot my own horn.
Give us your resume on here, okay?
I don't want to toot my own horn, I've seen at least a number of my hand, fingers on my hand, I've seen at least 10 movies so far.
Wow. And they've all had explosions of Ford Falcons?
I mean, Falcons of some sorts, yes.
This is a cool stunt.
Yeah, it really is.
It definitely is.
Thomas, what about you? What's your tech of the app?
I have to say my tech of the app is whatever crane system they use to get that motorcycle from one level to the other right there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's not the one where he actually jumps like 2 feet. It's the one where he jumps.
Yeah, the second one over the white fence.
I mean, it looks like he jumps 30 feet, but he's not high enough to jump 30 feet.
Right.
Yeah, the Terminator jump.
Yeah, that may be the screenshot of this week, of this episode, because it is, you can tell it's a crane because the, when it jumps and is about at like at second 49, it's almost already perfectly aligned to be landing on the ground.
Yep.
And a motorcycle would be going face first,
yep,
into the ground, if it was just free doing it.
Free doing it. That's the technical term.
It was free doing it, or if yes. Well, good. Then we've all done our techs of the eps. This is a good place to end Blazing Fire of Glory, and hopefully Ethan's going to make it for tomorrow for minute 104. God, and we'll be back with Thomas and Matt tomorrow. You guys ready for two more days?
I can do it.
We can
accept the mission.
Yep, just like Luther, I'm gonna ask you guys to help me out, and you're gonna succeed in clearing that bridge.
Shot at, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, I'm mad now."
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I'm mad now.
I'm mad now.
I'm waiting until tomorrow when he gets even more upset.
Ooh. Oh yeah. We'll see that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Minute 104. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Thomas.
Yeah, I've been Matthew.
This minute will self-destruct.